We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show. Kim on a whim.
If you're a regular listener of the show, you've probably noticed this week that I'm a little congested. I've tried not to sound stuffy, but yeah, Carl's giving me the look. Yeah, I know. No one's surprised. So anyway, I'm telling Mark and Carl about this, and Mark's like, you should try nasal spray. Well, I don't like eye drops, even though I wear contacts and I can touch my eye. I don't like eye drops. I don't like the nasal sprays having to shoot that stuff up my nose. Just not a fan. But
are
I was
you a
so
believer?
In nasal spray or Jesus Christ?
Nasal spray. I did not even think about that. I was talking subject specific here.
No, I knew you were talking about Jesus. Am I a believer in what? Nasal sprays?
Yes.
Now I am.
Thank you.
Well, with an asterisk. I'm serious, with an asterisk. And let me tell you why.
I found a dictionary that believes asterisk is a word.
Thank you.
Urban Dictionary.
No. Moving on. So anyway, I was getting so much relief. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And then I'm talking to my family last night, and I'm like, gosh, this is like day four, and I still cannot breathe out of my nose. What is going on here? Like, I don't have symptoms like this. Just linger.
Ruh-roh.
So then they tell me, you know, Kim, you have to stop taking the nasal spray because it's actually making things worse. So, of course, I go to the internet and I start Googling it, and my mind is blown. Listen to this.
There are over-the-counter nasal decongestant sprays that shrink the blood vessels in your nose that cause relief, but they squeeze and they have side effects that could cause nasal congestion or rebound congestion, where the stuffiness becomes worse than even the problem that was in the beginning.
The problem is that the mucous membranes of the nose are swollen and inflamed, whether from pollen or viruses. Decongestant sprays shrink the blood vessels in those membranes, reducing the swelling and allowing you to breathe. But eventually, those tiny blood vessels stop responding to the sprays. That's called rebound congestion.
And that's what I think I have. Thank you, nasal spray.
Oh, great Odin's raven!
Carl Middleman.
Sir.
Were you in the studio when I told her that as a young man, I got addicted to nasal spray?
Yes, you did.
And what I learned very quickly is that it just made the situation worse after about 4 or 5 days.
I missed that part of it.
Did you miss that
part? I heard the I was addicted part, and I remember thinking, how would you get addicted to nasal spray? Because I hate shooting that stuff up my nose. Like, how would I possibly get addicted?
Need more of it.
Yeah, that's the problem, is that after a couple days, it's immediate relief is amazing. And then after a couple of days, you're still stuffed up and you're still using it. And then it gives you less and less and less and less relief. But you feel like you need to use it because you feel so stuffy. And then, I don't know. I had to break myself of it a long time ago.
Well, it's actually making it worse. Like, not only is it taking more to do the same job, just like that's why they say you have to be careful with medication because it's not going to work as well. It's not as effective if you keep taking it. But it's actually making it worse. And sorry to talk about mucous membranes at 5:30 in the morning when some of you are eating breakfast, but that's what?
That rebound effect will go away in a couple of days.
I don't know. That's not what I heard. I was told I have to cut it or it's just going
to
keep getting worse. Like, I could be stuffy for like a month.
No, you won't.
I don't know. It made me think about all the medication that we take and how we think we're helping ourselves. And in some cases, we certainly are. Because isn't it so true? And I say Americans, but this is not just Americans. This is human beings in general. We want this quick fix.
Yes.
If the slightest bit of like pain that we feel, we're like, what? So many of us are like, what drug can we take? you're sick and it's like, I need an antibiotic.
Can you take Sudafed?
Can I take Sudafed?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Are you able to take it?
Oh,
are you still feeding your baby?
No, I can.
Okay. That's an option. Stop taking the nasal spray and just take some Sudafed.
I could do that. But see, that I guess I feel like it's like the cat in the hat with drugs in general, where it's like you're fixing one problem, but then you're creating another.
Well,
like
Sudafed
the cat in the hat used the
problem.
Curtains to clean the rug, and then he used the rug to clean the towels, and it's like you're just moving the problem somewhere else.
Sudafed,
and that's what I feel like is society in general. We want a quick fix, and then it ends up creating more issues.
This is not my first rodeo.
Sudafed will not cause additional problems unless you're crushing it up to make meth.
Well, I was going
to
do that.
To
so
a jail sentence.
I shouldn't do that. Mark, you have to tell me these things.
I got into it with, I'm trying to think what his name was. Was it Jason Grellner? Is he the guy out in Franklin County who pushed so hard to make it impossible to go to a pharmacy and get Sudafed? And they did it because in rural areas, Missouri led the nation in meth production, and people were going and buying oodles of Sudafed and cooking meth with it. And meanwhile, those of us who don't cook meth with it couldn't get the damn Sudafed, which made me angry, right? And now it's still spotty. Like, I know which Walgreens I have to go to get legal Sudafed without a prescription, but a lot of cities adopted the, oh, you have to have a prescription to get something to clear up your nasal passages, which just irritates me to no end.
You need a dealer. You meet him in the alley, gives you the Sudafed in the brown
but
paper bag.
You shouldn't have to do that. It's not a controlled substance.
So you're telling me that now some Walgreens and...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
CVS's, not in Missouri or
Illinois
yet, but
will
not sell you real Sudafed, but they will, with a prescription, sell you an abortion pill.
Oh, you probably don't even need a prescription these days. Absolutely. You cannot walk into a lot of Walgreens or CVS's or whatever they are and buy Sudafed for your stuffy head because some meth head has screwed it up for all of us.
Thanks, meth heads.
I'm just saying.
The world is so backwards.
I go to the Walgreens where I go there on Manchester Road at near New Baldwin Road, and I can still buy my Sudafed there. It's not that I overbuy it, but you go in, you have to give them your driver's license. You have to sign a little thing there so they know you bought it, so that if they later catch you with meth, they can figure out where you bought your Sudafed. I guess I don't buy
Sudafed. I've never had to do that. But I try not to turn to medicine, not that I don't believe in it, but I just try to not take it if I can. And then I will, of course, resort to it. It's not like I never take ibuprofen or anything like that. But I just think it goes back to, like, we get so used to taking it. And then you start talking to people and they're like, gosh, I take it every single day. And you don't even realize that you're starting this habit of it.
Yeah.
And it can become addicting, not just the nasal spray, which last night I had to tell, I'm like, I can't sleep. And I finally gave in and I used it. And now I have to wean. So if I'm grumpy on Monday, that's why. Because I'm having withdrawal symptoms from my nasal spray.
Are you getting this, Carl? Ultimately, I believe this is going to fall back on me because I'm the one that
you
told her to go get the nasal spray.
Now, you did suggest the nasal spray, Mark.
I did.
And that's what ultimately made me go get it. Now, I thank you for the relief that I've had over the last 3 days. I am not thankful now that I have to let go. Like, I specifically didn't bring it today because I'm like, I just have to deal with it.
We also told you how to say a word correctly, and you're ignoring that.
Oh,
you know what? I'm just an independent person, and that's why.
He is not going to let that go.
I don't follow the crowd, Carl.
Asterisk. Incorrect pronunciation of the word asterisk.
Huh.
Use of the word asterisk is a result of USA's substandard education system.
Is that what it says?
Is the author of that entry Carl Middleman?
It could be. It's probably editable. Just like anybody Wikipedia.
Is this like Wikipedia? I could go edit Wikipedia right now as I speak.
Stupid Lou from September 29th, 2006.
Oh.
Thanks, Stupid Lou.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Urban Dictionary is something that anybody can write.
Sorry for the nasal spray problem. You could probably try to get some of that saline nasal spray, which doesn't have anything but salt in it, and that's supposed to soothe your nasal passages.
That sounds terrible. I'm telling you, I'd like to just do this holistically not have to get on any sort of a medication.
I went to the St. Louis Sinus Center a while back, and I had the sinus procedure done where they do balloon sinuplasty, and they go in and they clean up your sinuses. And my sinus has been a mess for years, right? I always treated it with Sudafed and nasal spray. And honestly, since I've had that done, I haven't had to do that, which is nice.
Yeah.
Except when you're sick. Obviously, you're more congested when you're sick. But I had awful sinus problems for the longest time. But what they taught me when I was there is that rinsing your nasal passages with that
neti pot
spray. Well, it's not a neti pot. This is just distilled water that you put a saline solution in, and you just rinse each side, and it cleans out a lot of those impurities and everything. And I'd never done that before in my life, and I swear I think it's helped me avoid some illness during like flu season.
This sounds absolutely terrible.
It's not.
I had to build myself up just to be able to shoot up nasal spray. That's how scared I was. I do not. My husband will do the neti pot thing.
So like when you go to the pool.
And I do not like that.
Do you put one of those little clips on your nose so you don't get water up your sensitive nose?
I should.
Do you hold your nose when you jump in the pool?
I probably used to for a really long time.
Sharon says stay natural and stick to honey.
No, I'm telling you. It is. It's better just to stay natural if you can. Obviously, turn to medicine if you need to. Because so many people are struggling with allergies right now. I have family and friends who are like, oh my gosh, I'm so congested. I bet you those nasal sprays and Sudafeds are flying off store shelves. If you can find it, I guess.
Sudafed. You can find them. You know where to go. If you need it, you know where to go.
This sounds like you're a dealer, like you're some drug addict.
If Walgreens shut down your store, you know where to go.
So my doctor told me a long time ago I used to have problems flying. My ears would hurt whenever I would fly.
These are a lot of random issues that I've learned about you this week. Thank you for enlightening us.
His solution was, before you get on an airplane that's going to fly at 30,000 feet,
do cocaine.
Take a shot of nasal spray in each nostril, and take a Sudafed, and it will open up those passages, and you won't have the pressure problems that you experience, and it works.
Why not just chew
so
gum?
So that's why I keep
swallow.
Doesn't work. That's why I keep some nasal spray and some Sudafed with me.
I thought that was to help with the pressure
for your ears. He's talking about his nose.
I've lost track of Mark's issues.
You and everyone else. Everyone else. I'm not a doctor, but I play one on the radio. No, seriously. All right, good. Well, I'm sorry that you're too congested to talk this morning, Kim. Hope you feel better.
I'll be okay.
Sorry if I played any role in that.
I do blame you, but that's okay.
Thank you. Story of my life. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to J.J. Carafano. We got Nicole Murray in the next hour with an update on business, and it's all straight ahead on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.